More than 20 days of unhealthy air this winter make cleaning it up a touchstone issue in the legislative session. But only 3 of 7 air quality bills proposed are headed to the governor for his signature. Several bills sponsored by Democrats sought money and tax incentives for mass transit passes and would have given Utah the ability to clean up the air beyond federal EPA standards. All of these bills were left to expire. But one bill, sponsored by Democratic Representative Patrice Aaron, did pass both chambers. It would mandate that state agencies come up with their own plans to reduce pollution. Aaron says she will continue to address air quality issues on the state's Economic Development Task Force.
We need to look at long-term solutions. We are continuing on the road to do that. We started last year in passing legislation. We're working on the issue this year. I passed legislation, which I was thrilled to get through. So we're not disappointed.
Two other air quality bills sponsored by Republicans passed both chambers. One sponsored by Representative Jack Draxler would extend tax credits to those who buy clean fuel vehicles or convert their current vehicles to run on fuels like propane or compressed natural gas. The other bill, sponsored by Senator Stuart Adams, would provide loan incentives to dramatically increase the state's CNG fueling infrastructure. Both bills were championed by Governor Gary Herbert. He says the state will continue to find ways to address poor air quality.
The idea that we're trying to get our fleets to use more compressed natural gas is going to be a significant benefit as we start burning cleaner fuels. Our Department of Environmental Quality is working with our point sources in industry and developing a pathway for each one of them to reduce emissions. So I think you're going to see some significant benefits over the next 12 months with efforts that are ongoing.
At the beginning of the session, lawmakers were considering budget cuts to the Division of Air Quality, but that funding was restored and included in the budget, ultimately approved by the legislature. Terry Gilday, KUER News.